at 708 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings, Friday style. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Busy this hour. Dr. Bill's got the weekend weather scale coming up, plus Alec Naiman with What's Cooking. We're going to get some food for this weekend's football games.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest, too, you get some beer to go with that.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Yeah, go to Cottage Hill Package. And by the way, tonight they have one of their special events at Cottage Hill Package. But in addition, you could just get the standards like Sweetwater or Sam Adams or those to go with your weekend football game. Yeah, tonight the Ghost Train Brewery from Birmingham pulling into Cottage Hill Package store. Nikki from Ghost Train bringing a bunch of beer for us to sample and swag for us to have. And, of course, while you're there, check out the full selection of great craft beers to put in the refrigerator for this weekend. And remember, Havana Rays Lounge open now in Midtown right there by the Loop. Go there for great cigars. 2,000 cigar labels there in their giant humidor. They got a giant humidor at Cottage Hill Package. They also have one in Midtown at Havana Rays. So check them out online. Havana Rays on Facebook, Cottage Hill Package on Facebook, or just check them out in person. That's a tastiest way to do it tonight. All right, 708, you mentioned something here a second ago. A story we talked about yesterday, and then I heard the update from Westwood One News. There was a flub-up when, what was happening? They gave odds on a Broncos game, or kind of set this story.
Yeah, so now with sports wagering, legal federally, as long as a state, you know, goes along with it. Well, in Atlantic City, New Jersey, you know, FanDuel, who we've spoke about a lot with the daily fantasy sports, well, they're getting involved in sports gambling now also, which a lot of people assumed they would. They had the right setup for that. They have a sports book in Atlantic City, and one of the new big things in sports wagering, which it's been around for a few years, in-game wagering.
By the way, just a side note, we're going to have to talk about this sometime in the 8 o'clock hour. I think that is going to be the biggest thing ever compared to just betting on games. Betting in-game, explain like the quick version of what that means.
So in-game wagering, if you have your phone or have your computer nearby, and it's a little more difficult to do probably in Mississippi where you have to be inside of the casino to place the bets, but you can, they have, I guess, computer algorithms, or the bookmakers are still setting the odds, and each, you can bet on things like what's going to happen each play, whether it'll be a positive or a negative play.
Are they going to score here?
Yes.
Are they
gonna, but the biggest thing is the odds in the game are ever changing. So before the game, say the Alabama, they're favored by around 30 points this weekend over Texas A&M. If Texas A&M comes out and somehow scores two touchdowns to start the game, those odds will massively change.
And then people
the game
can get in on that action then.
That's right. And that's what they call in-game wagering. Well, in a game this last weekend in the NFL, the Denver Broncos were playing, I believe, the Oakland Raiders.
Okay.
And the Denver Broncos took the lead, or they were in good field goal position to take the lead at the very end of the game. They were supposed to be pretty heavy favorites in in-game wagering. Well, FanDuel made a mistake and actually made the Broncos 750-1 underdogs, meaning for every dollar you bet, you win 750, even though it looked like they were likely to win the game. Several bettors saw this and went up and made bets with the 750-1 payout.
Yeah.
And one put down $110 to win $82,000. The Broncos ended up winning, so he thought, you know, hey, I won the bet. I won $82,000.
Yeah, where's my $82,000?
And FanDuel said, not so fast. They told him and the others that made bets, we're going to pay out what you should have won with the actual odds. We're not going to pay out that mistake, that 750-1 mistake that we made. And we'll also give you some tickets to the New York Giants game. This bettor said, no way. You made the mistake.
Yeah.
I want the $82,000. And that happened several days ago. It's been in the news for a couple days. People have been deriding FanDuel for not paying out, because if you're a gambler, if you're betting against FanDuel and you make the same mistake, they're not going to let you slide.
Right. You're going to say, I didn't mean to push that button and make that bet. I'm so sorry.
Yes. And especially with this being a new company, putting good, you know, marketing out there, you don't want to go to a place that's not going to pay out when they make a mistake. So FanDuel did reverse their stance yesterday, and they said they will make the payout to all these people. So this guy who caught FanDuel, I guess, with their pants down on Sunday, he's going to get $82,000.
Cha-ching. There you go. 712 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A former officer of the law, now on the other side of the law after being found guilty of criminally negligent homicide in a January 2016 crash, which left one woman dead. Back in July of 2017, an Elmore County grand jury indicted former Wetumpka police officer Andrew Bass. He was responding to an emergency call in October of 2016 when he crashed into the vehicle of another person, ultimately killing 52-year-old Elaine Merritt. Officials say Merritt was in the median of Highway 231 waiting to merge when that former officer hit her vehicle. WSFA 12 News is reporting that he was driving about 90 miles per hour without his emergency lights on when that crash occurred. He will be sentenced in October. If burgers, spaghetti, or maybe tacos were on the menu for dinner tonight, well, that may change, as a nationwide recall of some 132,606 pounds of ground beef is now in effect because it may be contaminated with E. coli. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said the beef products were produced and packaged by Cargill Meat Solutions and are dated June the 21st. The USDA says the beef has been linked to 17 illnesses and one death. At illness, onset dates include between July 5th and July 25th. The items were sold nationwide, so be sure to check your freezer. The recalled products have establishment number EST86R inside the USDA inspection mark. If you have the products, you're urged to throw them away or return them to the place of purchase. If you have questions, call 1-844-419-1574. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Pritchard police are investigating a shooting outside the Shell gas station on St. Stephen's Road. It happened early this morning, about 12:30. Pritchard police tell us a man in his 20s was shot while inside his car. The victim's car then rolled back into the Fry Daddy's restaurant parking lot after the shooting.
It is still an ongoing investigation that we're following all our possible leads.
The victim in that shooting is in critical condition this morning. First responders were on the scene of an early morning apartment fire in Midtown. It happened about 2 o'clock this morning at the Midtown Oaks townhomes between Dauphin Street and Florida. People in the apartment were able to escape. It's the second time firefighters responded to the same apartment. They were called out last night about 11 o'clock for smoke in the apartment. No one was hurt. A new exhibit opens at the Gulf Coast Explorium. It's called the Animation Academy. The exhibit features everything from traditional hand-drawn cells to breakthroughs in stop motion. The Animation Academy opens to the public tomorrow, and it'll run through January 1st. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Right, 7:15, FM Talk 106.5. It's time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by T. Batchelor & Son and Robertsdale Power Equipment.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Well, a busy weekend on the athletics calendar already underway with soccer's match last night at LSU. Women's golf is in action today in Franklin, Tennessee. Men's golf starts its fall season today as well in Scottsdale, Arizona. Here's Nick Kleinert.
You know, it's a great field. We've got a lot of East Coast teams coming and some nice flavor, Midwest and West Coast. And I know it's a very scoreable golf course, and the weather will be great. It's like playing in a dome out there, so not a lot of rough, so it should be very scoreable.
Now, the forecast high today in Scottsdale is 100 degrees, but with low humidity. Also tonight, volleyball hosts Tennessee in the Tigers' SEC opener. Now this word from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
Auburn football hosts Arkansas tomorrow night. Jared Stidham has history with first-year Hogs coach Chad Morris.
It's funny, whenever they were moving from Stephenville, I think, to Lake Travis, my parents actually looked at buying their house.
So I've known him forever. You know, I was a big fan of him, obviously, whenever he was the head coach there in Stephenville, and have kept up with him ever since. I'm a huge fan of Coach Morris.
Stidham and the Tigers kick at 6:30 tomorrow night. We have pregame coverage starting at 3:30. Until Monday, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people. And dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the VG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robert Steel Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsteelpower.com. Real people, steel people.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. To call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at Pro Tint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call Pro Tint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Pro Tint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue for our Friday morning. You've got heavier traffic from Fairhope and Daphne starting to pick up now from the Bayway and the Causeway. Also by Mary G. Montgomery on Moffitt Road, you've got some delays. But accident-free conditions continue to Airport, Spring Hill and Moffitt, 65, a good ride northbound 65 for Pritchard up towards Saraland. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The 5 meat stuffed pizza is only $12. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And time to check in with my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. Good morning.
Morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Let's talk about this week at LCM, because not only do you have all kind of great vehicle inventory, you had camper inventory too. I love it.
Absolutely. We got a little bit of everything. We sold our boat, so we've got to get us another boat. But yeah, we try to cover the gamut for everybody.
Yeah, you've got things for us to pull them with too, like great trucks, but that's not it. I mean, you and I end up talking trucks a bunch, but that's just part of your inventory.
Absolutely. You know, we got a great selection, although we are low on cars, which brings another point to the subject. We will be hitting the road next week. We got to buy some more inventory because we've had a great week.
So if somebody wants to get a specific vehicle, am I taking the clue that this would be the time to get with y'all and say, hey, I'm looking for this?
Absolutely. You know, we do our best to find them, you know, and sometimes we can't find them. And what we can do is refer them to some of our other friends that may have the vehicle, so we can try to help them out that way.
All right. Another way you help us out, and you have really taught me over the years about financing. Because if we go and lock in one rate somewhere and bring it to you, we're selling ourselves short on getting the best deal.
Absolutely. You know, we've got a great array of lenders that specialize in certain things. We do a lot of business with them, so we're able to get the best rate for our customers. That's, you know, that's what evolves with the total payback, is how much you, you know, the total of payment. So it's our job to get the best rate for them so they pay the least amount.
All right. Give us directions. Come check out that inventory and talk financing.
Highway 90 West of Theodore, online at lcmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 723, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. 28-year-old Tyrone Williams will now spend 15 years in prison after being found guilty of shooting his girlfriend in the head, even though he claims she tried to attempt suicide. Williams pleaded guilty back in July to first-degree assault in the attack, which nearly claimed the life of Samantha Jones 4 years ago. He was initially arrested in October of 2014. According to court documents, Ms. Jones was trying to leave Williams, but the two started arguing and shots were fired. Thankfully, Jones survived and did and does continue to recover from the events of that day. Alabama made and ready to handle intercept flight test business as a missile shot down a simulated ballistic missile in a test off the coast of Hawaii just last week. The Associated Press is reporting that Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force and the U.S. Missile Defense Agency completed the successful test of the Aegis ballistic missile defense intercept flight test September the 11th. The test included the destroyer Otago using its combat system and a Redstone Arsenal-made Standard Missile 3 interceptor to shoot down an incoming target. Lieutenant General Sam Graves says, quote, "This success provides confidence in the future capability for Japan to defeat the developing threats in the region." The SM-3 and Standard Missile 6 are produced at Raytheon's $75 million integration facility at Redstone. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
His tropical weather forecasting game is strong.
Coming in directly, this produces a much larger storm surge.
So depend on staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for the latest tropical weather update on FM Talk 106.5.
725 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings, glad to have you here on this Friday. Check out the website, FMTalk1065, and that means check of the website. I'm not going, check of the website. Check of the website, FMTalk1065.com, where you can also get podcasts. I was asking, somebody was texting us yesterday about Bill Finch's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You can get, okay, so the easiest way, I don't know, there's a lot of easy ways. You go to FMTalk1065.com, you can click the podcast link. You can also go to Sports and Outdoors that has a narrow, like, already filtered podcast.
That's right, because if you click podcasts,
you'll get them all.
That has everything. It has every single hour of Mobile Mornings, Midday Mobile, and all of our local programming. But if you want to specifically find one of the shows,
Fishing Report, Outdoors Show.
Yes, yeah, Sports and Outdoors. It says it right there in the title. We do include Bill Finch's show there. And so what I like to do, whether it's Bill Finch's show or Randy's Southern Fairways Golf Show on Sundays, if I'm out doing that activity, I like to listen to the shows. So if I'm out working in the yard, what's better than listening to Bill Finch tell you how to work in the yard?
Yes, and it gives you great, it gives you motivation, too, to go do it. So, but somebody's asking how to get the podcast. So you can go through FMTalk1065.com, get them that way. Of course, if you subscribe through iTunes or Stitcher, you know, you can get them delivered to you right there to your phone.
Yeah.
And, all the podcasts.
Depending on how you set it up, it'll even go ahead and download it so you don't need Wi-Fi to listen to the podcast.
There you
go. So if you subscribe, we're on iTunes Podcasts, we're on Stitcher, we're on Spotify, and now we're actually on TuneIn, where you've probably streamed us before.
Right, TuneIn, that's the streaming app. People ask us, how do I listen to you on my smartphone? TuneIn Radio, free download, great app. We all use it. Works for Android or iPhones.
Yeah, and I was actually talking with Jared the other night when we were at Nexus Cinema for the Auburn Tigers radio show. He said he'll listen usually live for the last hour or so of the morning show,
right,
and then go back and listen to the podcasts as he commutes for work.
There you go.
That's as easy as that.
All right, so check that out. So lots of ways to do that. Also, on the website, three big things, top stories of the day. Number one, Kavanaugh's accuser says she would testify under the right terms. Now it's going to be this, I think there's a little bit of a power play going on here where Senate Republicans want that to happen on Monday. She said, well, I could do it, but not on Monday.
They're delaying.
Yeah, yeah, imagine that. Second up here, the jury recommends death sentence for a man found guilty of murdering five in that grisly scene in Citronelle from 2016, Derek Dearman. That story up, and then Florence evacuees return as others brace for more flooding. That's part of the story that Dr. Bill's been telling us, the second round of Florence. I mean, you had the initial storm surge and rain and wind, and then this week has been one of flooding in the Carolinas. Check those stories out and a whole lot more. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, Dr. Bill joins us here in just a few minutes. We'll talk about the weekend weather scale. Also check the marine forecast. Talk about this. I don't want to get everybody too excited. By the way, fall starts tomorrow, but
I can already feel it in the air.
Right, right. That's the air conditioning in here.
Oh, okay.
But the part of this story is that in the long range, he gets mad when I do this, but the long range forecast models do have some cooler weather by this time next week.
That's good news.
So we'll put him on the spot about that. I'm looking for, yeah, I need that, because I mentioned earlier, somebody had, Will had texted in, he's getting married next weekend, needs a little cooler air. I said, we got a Cub Scout camping trip at the battleship. I need some cooler air as well if I'm going to sleep all night in a tent. So we'll press Dr. Bill for more information on that. Plus, story out this morning and a survey. Would you make a big life change? Would you make big life changes if it could mean living to 100 years old? The majority of the people say, well, I'll tell you what they say coming back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A jury has convicted Derek Dearman of capital murder. Prosecutors said Dearman killed five people, including a pregnant woman, in Citronelle in 2016. Investigators said he attacked the victims with an axe while they slept. Earlier this month, Dearman pleaded guilty, but Alabama law required a trial. The jury has recommended the death penalty. Another murder case was heard in a Baldwin County courtroom Thursday. That's where Albert Smiley entered a blind plea to murder, essentially throwing himself on the mercy of the court. Smiley is accused of killing a man at a gas station in Gulf Shores in broad daylight. Investigators say the shooting stemmed from an argument between the two men involving Smiley's ex-wife. Smiley will be sentenced November 15th. The Mobile Housing Board has reportedly been hacked. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are missing. The city of Mobile confirms an investigation is underway. The Housing Board isn't saying much about the hack, which apparently took place earlier this year. Mayor Sandy Stimson knows about the hack. He asked the board to conduct their own investigation. It's not clear how the hack will impact the organization or the people who rely on the agency. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Double rebates. That's right, double rebates. Up to $400 off. Now available at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on all Liberty Colonial models and up. Unbelievable savings on clearance models with instant cash rebates, free accessories, up to $150, free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles, and 0% interest with approved credit. Now's the time to save on a Liberty Safe at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. The best and largest selection of safes on the Gulf Coast. Own peace of mind. Own a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. That's exit 5B Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
The ball is in Chuck Grassley's court this morning. Correspondent Abby Phillip tells us the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee is considering proposals from Christine Blasey Ford, who accuses Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault.
Now, Ford's attorneys have insisted that she is willing to testify, but only under the right terms. They've asked for some concessions from the committee, and the negotiations continue today.
The biggest concession, that the hearing is held next Thursday rather than this coming Monday as currently scheduled. President Trump is suggesting he's willing to wait until after the midterm elections to get funding for his border wall. A congressional spending bill this week did not have the money he wants, but Trump told a rally last night in Las Vegas everyone is promising him the funding will come after the election. Parts of Minnesota cleaning up this morning from severe storms that have hit the state, leaving homes, propane tanks, and planes at a municipal airport damaged south of Minneapolis. Pre-market trading has taken a downward turn this morning ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. Only the Dow is up. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. American Airlines expects to bar customers from making changes to non-refundable tickets if Congress cracks down on unreasonable airline fees. The CEO says airlines should be just like baseball teams or the opera. Fans can't change those tickets without buying a new one. Consumer advocates say the stance could backfire, making it more likely Washington might impose tougher regulations on airline pricing. AT&T is stepping up its battle to defend its planned takeover of Time Warner. The telecom giant has filed court documents arguing the Trump administration, which opposes the union, has failed to show the merger will raise prices for consumers. The $81 billion AT&T-Time Warner marriage was completed this spring, soon after a federal judge approved it, but government antitrust regulators are trying to have the judge's ruling overturned, setting the stage for a landmark competition case in the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington. Crude oil is trading at $70.88 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic. Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center overlook between Rachel and Halsferry. We've got an accident with injuries to moving out of the roadway. Also had a white car in a ditch. The I-10 service road and McDonald Road. State troopers are still there. A nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Traffic starting to build. And again, the next few minutes, backing down to 15 miles an hour in those school zones. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Airport and Schillinger Road in Mobile is ready to upgrade your holidays this year with the best in remote control cars, trucks, planes, and boats, even tanks. Check out the huge racetrack behind their store. It's Hobbytown USA at 633-8446. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And I guess we're going to do it up right here on this last day of summer, because I was looking this morning, before the sun even was up, we had a heat index in the 80s.
Yeah, that sort of indicates how bad things are.
Wow.
And with all these days we've had here in the last week or so, up around 96 degrees. We get up to 93 yesterday, and it looks like we'll get close to that again today. But there's some hope here. The weekend looks a lot better as far as temperatures are concerned. And then next week, things get back to normal. Well, normal as far as temperature is concerned, but we do expect scattered to numerous thunderstorms in our forecasts early next week. But today, some afternoon thunderstorms. It'll be partly cloudy. I expect a high of around 92 to 93 degrees. The heat index will be up around 100. Tonight, a few thunderstorms in the evening, low tonight in the low 70s. And then for the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, and we'll see some thunderstorms develop in the afternoon. High will be in the lower 90s. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy skies. Again, some afternoon thunderstorms, and highs will be in the upper 80s to near 90 degrees. So not bad for the weekend. And then Monday and Tuesday, though, things change around. We get a lot of moisture coming in from the Gulf, and we can look for scattered to numerous thunderstorms on Monday with a high in the upper 80s. And the same for Tuesday, scattered to numerous thunderstorms, again, temperatures in the upper 80s. That pattern looks like it'll hold through the middle of the week, and then possibly late in the week, we just might see a cold front get down into our area, perhaps next weekend. And that, of course, would give us some dry and some cooler air. So that's a possibility late next week.
All right. Elsewhere in the tropics, I know we're still watching the flooding from the remnants, or what was left from the flooding from Florence. But elsewhere in the tropics, what are you watching?
Three three areas we're looking at now. One out in the central Atlantic. I don't expect that to mount to very much. No threat to the U.S. mainland. Two areas, one in the, well, approaching now the Caribbean, the tropical wave. Conditions are not favorable for that one. But a strong tropical wave is now moving off the African coast. In fact, it's now over water. And that one has the potential for growing over the next few days. It's the one that we're going to watch very carefully.
All right, Dr. Bill. So we got the weekend ahead of us here. A lot of people saying they're ready to get out and enjoy the first weekend of fall. I guess that's official. So it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. The weekend lays somewhere between 1 and 2 on that scale. What do you say?
Well, this weekend, again, I've mentioned some thunderstorms in the afternoon, but we should see temperatures getting a little better for this time of the year. So I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
7930.
Okay. Well, for crispy hot, that's not bad, is it?
I think up near 1.8. That's doing pretty good for middle of September.
Just wait for October when we start breaking records on that. Also, a side note, too, if folks want to get out on the water this weekend, what are we looking at for a marine forecast?
Yeah, for Saturday, it looks like an easterly wind in the morning at around 10 to 15 knots, and then it's southeast in the afternoon. Seas are around 2 feet, and then it's pretty much the same on Sunday. Easterly wind, about 8 to 13 knots in the morning, and becoming southeasterly in the afternoon, and seas around 2 feet.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, exclusively here on FM Talk 106.5, Dr. Bill Williams. 7:39, time to check headlines. We do that with Kelly next.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
740 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And study out on what we would give up or wouldn't give up if it meant we could live to 100. Would you give up things like your free time, all the cool stuff you buy, donuts, whatever, to live to 100? Or would you rather just keep your life the way it is and die when you're going to die? You know, so
yeah.
Somewhere between 70 and 90 or something like that. New study asked people if they'd be willing to make big life changes in order to live to 100. And 59% of the respondents said, nah, I'm good. So here's the seven life changes they asked people about. Number one, quit smoking. 81% of smokers said they wouldn't quit to be able to live to 100.
81% of smokers.
Okay. Said they would not quit to live to 100. Number two here, go back to school and keep your mind active. 77% of people wouldn't do that. Well, nice.
How about keeping your mind active without going back to school?
But I mean, if somebody said I could go back to school, like do night school or something like that, because I enjoy learning, I guess, and live to 100, I think I'd be game.
Yeah.
Number three here, keep in better contact with friends and family. 48% said they would not. Well, at least that means 52% did. Four, save more money. 45% wouldn't. Get more sleep. 45% wouldn't. Exercise more. 38% wouldn't. And eat healthier. 36% wouldn't.
They're all being very, very truthful.
Yes, they are. It's the first truthful poll ever.
I feel like I would try to find some happy medium. I mean, you got to give up a little bit to try to be healthy enough to
get to
live.
Like 95.
Yeah, to 95. I'd be happy with 95, but yeah. I'm not going to give up all of my free time and fun times.
All right, well, there you go. It's your choice, man. 7:42, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Huntsville City School Board continues to work to make their educational community feel even more safe just days after a second grade student brought a gun to school and accidentally shot himself in the hand. after showing the weapon to a friend in the school bathroom. Monday's shooting happened at the Blossomwood Elementary School. Superintendent Christy Finley announced the formation of a school safety task force in response to the incident, and forums are now planned for next month. Parents and community members will gather in small groups to talk with district leaders and campus security officers to discuss parent involvement, accountability, school security, government initiatives, and awareness. The district plans to select people for the school safety task force to be made up of community stakeholders, parents, emergency management officials, and local government officials from each area of town. They will then present their findings and recommendations to the school by February of next year. As for the father of the child who brought that weapon to school, that father has been identified as LaTroy Cole Jr. He was arrested and charged with receiving stolen property and being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. You may have heard of emotions running high at governmental meetings, but trespassing charges being lodged against a critic of a city may be a first. The Tuscaloosa News is reporting that 71-year-old John Earl was found guilty on Tuesday for attending a Northport City Council meeting in 2015 despite being banned from city property. He testified that his then lawyer told him to attend. A 2015 letter informing Earl of the ban says he took photos of vehicles at City Hall, he used a councilwoman's passcode to enter a restricted area, and says he asked a police officer about the city's concealed weapons policy. But Earl says he took a photo of the vehicle that he thought to be driven by a council member and had helped a councilwoman with research. His attorney, Bill Dawson, says these aren't, quote, serious breaches of public safety. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of Duru and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. Football is back, and coming up Saturday, September 22nd, the MSA powers up the Gulf Coast Challenge featuring Southern University versus Alabama A&M at Ladd Peebles Stadium with a 4 p.m. kickoff. And yes, both the famous Human Jukebox Band and always entertaining Marching Maroon and White will be there battling too. Other fun events are also planned during the week leading up to kickoff. For details and ticket info, visit thegulfcoastchallenge.com. We'll see you at Ladd. Go all out. We do.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Pritchard police are investigating a shooting outside the Shell gas station on St. Stephen's Road. It happened early this morning, about 12:30. Pritchard police tell us a man in his 20s was shot while inside his car. The victim's car then rolled back into the Fry Daddy's restaurant parking lot after the shooting.
It is still an ongoing investigation that we're following all our possible leads.
The victim in that shooting is in critical condition this morning. First responders were on the scene of an early morning apartment fire in Midtown. It happened about 2 o'clock this morning at the Midtown Oaks townhomes between Dauphin Street and Florida. People in the apartment were able to escape. It's the second time firefighters responded to the same apartment. They were called out last night about 11 o'clock for smoke in the apartment. No one was hurt. A new exhibit opens at the Gulf Coast Explorium. It's called the Animation Academy. The exhibit features everything from traditional hand-drawn cells to breakthroughs in stop motion. The Animation Academy opens to the public tomorrow, and it'll run through January 1st. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shop maintains the highest standards in our work and who we employ. We're currently looking for the best body technicians and auto damage estimators. Could that be you? Apply today at any of Professional Collision's 7 locations.
All right, 746 FM Talk 106.5. Get to sports in 1 second here. I do want to give you a heads up. Event going on tonight, the Leukemia Cup Regatta annual rum party. I like this. Bottomless rum, beer and wine, food, music, silent, live, and Calcutta auction. plus a skipper's meeting. It goes on tonight at Buccaneer Yacht Club starting at 7 o'clock. $25 donation at the door, and it is a great, great charity. Come on out and be an honorary skipper. That's what Doug told us, we could be honorary skippers here and help out a little boy who is an honorary skipper this year. This is going on 7 o'clock tonight. You can go, if you go to Buccaneer Yacht Club online or on Facebook, and get more information on this great event happening tonight. We'll give you more details on our Facebook page.
Yep,
share the full link there. Y'all can check it out. Thanks, Doug, for sending that our way.
That's exactly right. 7:47 now, time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Last night on Monday Night Football, the Cleveland Browns beat the New York Jets 21-17 for the team's first win in 635 days. And the star of the game, other than the possum that they corralled in the stands before the game, the star was actually number one overall draft pick Baker Mayfield. Mayfield came in for an injured and ineffective Tyrod Taylor just before the end of the first half. While the Browns were down 14-0, Mayfield immediately led Cleveland down the field to score a field goal. He would finish the night 17 of 23 for 201 yards. Here's Mayfield following the game.
It's not the only win we're going to celebrate. You know, it's a building block for us. Did some good things, but there's still a lot we can work on. And that's the great part about it. We're nowhere near where we want to be, but we're in a good spot right now to, you know, build a foundation and keep going.
Jets record dropped to 1-2, while Cleveland's now 1-1 with one tie. Yesterday morning, we reported that Auburn Tigers tight end Jalen Harris is leaving the team and will transfer for his final year of eligibility. Now, two more Tigers, including a starting receiver, will also transfer from Auburn. Last night on Auburn coach Gus Malzahn's weekly radio show, he announced that starting receiver Nate Craig Myers and his half-brother Javon Myers are leaving the program. Javon's a reserve defensive back for Auburn. Both players will redshirt this year to save a season of eligibility. Craig Myers was a top recruit back in 2016 and started at receiver the last two seasons. This year he had four receptions for 70 yards and one touchdown. Auburn's ranked to number 9 in the polls this week. They'll attempt to rebound from their loss to LSU tomorrow when the Arkansas Razorbacks come to town. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. Kickoff set for 6:30 p.m. while the pregame show will begin at 3:30. Auburn currently favored by 29 points. In some other SEC games tomorrow, number 2 ranked Georgia plays at Missouri at 11 a.m. Bulldogs are favored to win by two touchdowns. Ole Miss hosts Kent State at 11 a.m. Number 1 ranked Alabama hosts number 22 Texas A&M at 2:30. The Tide are favored by 26 points. At 3 p.m., Vanderbilt hosts South Carolina. The Gamecocks are 2.5-point favorites. At 6, LSU hosts Louisiana Tech. Kentucky hosts number 14 Mississippi State. And Tennessee hosts hated rival Florida in Knoxville. Gators are favored by 4.5 points. Then at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, the South Alabama Jaguars will play at Memphis. The Jags will try to pull off the upset as 31-point underdogs. Don't forget, if you're part of the FM Talk College Pick'em Challenge, make sure you make those picks for Week 4 and get them in before 11 a.m. tomorrow. On the PGA Tour, Tiger Woods and Ricky Fowler tied for the lead after one round of the 2018 Tour Championship. Both carded 5-under par 65s yesterday. Woods eagled the 18th hole to enter the clubhouse as the co-leader. 10 minutes to late now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, so far, just one accident in the final clearing stages. Mobile Police Department there at Overlook between Rachel and Howells Ferry. It's going to be with injuries. Traffic flow looks good so far. Traveling downtown from the Bayway, the Causeway, Range Line, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore also running smooth. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Taste exotic cuisine, enjoy entertainment, and shop for special treasures at MobileInternationalFestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 752 FM Talk 106.5. Alec Naiman on the way with What's Cooking right now. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Orange Beach this morning as police there were looking for the person responsible for leaving the scene of an accident, but they found him after he was caught taking his vehicle to a local body shop just a few hours after that accident. Earlier this week, it was 6 a.m. when police responded to the intersection of Alabama 161 and Alabama 182 for a reported accident. Based on the remnants left behind there, they knew that they were looking for a black Nissan Xterra, which caused damage to a pedestrian crosswalk signal. Witnesses say the vehicle had driver's side front damage and a shattered windshield. Roughly 2 hours later, an alert witness saw an Orange Beach Facebook post by the police department, and they say they saw that vehicle turn into a body shop on Alabama 59 in Gulf Shores. Officers responded to location. They determined that the driver of the vehicle, yes, had dropped that vehicle off and then took off. 50-year-old Alan Preston Tillis of Foley was identified as the driver of the vehicle. Police found him at his home. He did admit to leaving the scene and was cited. He has a court date scheduled for October the 11th. Calling all fashionistas, it is your time as this week is Mobile Fashion Week 2018, happening Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Fort of Colonial Mobile. It's the seventh year of Fashion Week, and they say they're bringing every facet of the fashion industry together to support a local charity. From models to designers, makeup artists to hairstylists, bringing all of them together to support Camp Wrap a Hope. Online tickets are $30. Tickets at the door are $40. If you'd like more information, go to Facebook and enter Mobile Fashion Week 2018. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
754 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Friday style. Wouldn't be a Friday without our buddy Alec Naiman, and time to find out what's cooking. Hey, Alec.
Hey, man, good morning.
Hey, you're making me hungry here with your see the jokes there for this morning's recipe. What are we cooking?
You're tickling me now. Okay. Yeah, we're going Jamaican, all right? We're going to do a little reggae cooking, all right?
Okay.
Hey, man, I like these pork tenderloins, you know, you get, and I have to make this little marinade thing. You soak them in it really good. So I get out the food processor, and I take me some orange juice, and some soy sauce and some lemon juice, just a tad of oil, you know. I chop me up some onions and green onions and jalapenos and get all the seeds out, of course. And I put a little thyme and some salt and a little cinnamon and nutmeg and ginger and some black pepper, of course. And I cover it, and I blend all that up, you know, to the onion, everything gets all kind of pureed, you know. And then I take the pork tenderloins, I put them in a Ziploc bag, and I pour this marinade all over them. I let them sit in the refrigerator for a couple of few hours, you know. And then when I'm ready to cook, you know, got everybody over watching the ball game, I'm going to take these little tenderloins, I'm going to put them on the grill for about 20, 25 minutes. Don't take long now, you know. And then I slice them up, you know, take them off, I slice them up, all that stuff. And I serve it with some kind of like a nice little Jezebel sauce of some kind like that, you know, and all that. But it makes for nice little, you make little sandwiches out of the pork tenderloin. It's really good stuff. I call that my Jamaican pork tenderloin.
Sounds fantastic. Even better would be you and the crew cooking that or something else for us. I don't know. You got a couple hundred recipes you can roll out.
Well, we can. We got a crew that just makes us look good all the time. You know, I can't tell how much I appreciate my guys just going all out every time they step out to play the game. So anyhow, you call us at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at damonscatering.com. Of course, give us some likes on Facebook and follow us around. We do all kind of crazy stuff. I got a bunch of crazy friends, and so we do crazy stuff. But anyhow, just call us, 473-3900. We got tailgate. We talking holidays already. We got all kinds of stuff. We're going to be out watching the Jag game at the Nexus Dining Cinema this tomorrow night. So come on out and watch the Jag game on the big movie theater screen. I'll let you talk about that later.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, you and I were talking before we went on, and I saw you out there during the Auburn Tiger radio show on Wednesday night with Bo Meganson, and what a place. I had not been to Nexus before. Dalton had been telling me how nice it was, and I tell you right now, I'm sold. That place is fantastic.
Hell, it is. I'm telling you, watching this on the big screen, it's like the guy jumping in your face and about to knock you out. I'm thinking, whoa. You know, but you're getting those lounge chairs kicked back. I fell asleep by halftime, you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. But anyhow, I'll give you one of my gold Jags, because we're going to win. We're going to win tomorrow night. I don't care how much underdog we are. We're going to win.
I like that positivity. Alec Maven, thank you, man. It's What's Cooking. We do it every Friday here at FM Talk 106.5. We also do Football Fridays. Phil Savage joins us next.